Okay, so I will officially call Community Education Development Corporation's board meeting for September 10, 2021 to order at 9:05. First, we just need an approval of the September 10, 2021 board agenda. Denise?
I make a motion.
Christy? Okay, I'll do a roll call vote. Lily?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
And Dixie?
Yes.
Okay. And I don't think anyone else joined us. Making sure. Nope. Okay. Motion passes with four roll call votes. I'll move, if it pleases the board, to public comment. There's none here.
Yeah, I'm not aware of any public comments.
I'll move forward then to the agenda items, which is an approval of the unaudited financials specifically for El Centro. We had approved San Bernardino's back at our last emergency meeting in August, I believe. August 27, I think. Oh, yep, August 27. So with that, board members, I had sent you the unaudited financials. Again, this is for El Centro. This is the final of the three reports that we have to submit to the state as it relates to the financials. El Centro, just a few notes, as you probably can see, has been operating longer and thus is in a bit of a better financial position. Last year, they, due to a reserve that they had built up over several years, ended their net fund balance ended in a positive. This year, when you look at their income statement, they also ended in a positive, both for the income statement, about $1.5 million, and ultimately their ending fund balance is in a positive as well with about $2 million. Again, a lot of that was related to the transition to remote learning, just expense management, and ultimately all of that one-time funding that the school did receive through the CARES and through the federal government when they issued all of those additional incentives for the schools. Any questions on El Centro's unaudited financials?
Oh, one question I have is about the one-time items that you mentioned due to remote learning and the transition due to COVID. Can we expect to not see that anymore? Like, is that all encapsulated?
So how they issued it is, there was different pots of funding allocated across, I guess. Well, I'll back up. They allocated the funding and they said you would have to exhaust it by X date on these certain items. So going into this budget year, they have allocated additional one-time funding in the area of, like, they're calling it ESSER 3, which for El Centro was significant. It was close to $600,000. Again, that does not have to be all exhausted this year. It can go across multiple years. So we should see, based on some of their incentives, such as, you know, they're really focusing on teacher development, as well as, I want to say this whole idea of transitional kindergarten emphasis. So they're really investing a lot of resources in that. So we should see some one-time funding, this year as well. Did I answer your question?
Yes, it does. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. I feel, you know, and this is just my opinion. I know that the educational funding system is complex, and they have to hit certain requirements. This year, they did go ahead and give us COLAs based on our regular state funding rate, our LCFF dollars. At the same time, I think what they try to do is these one-time funding sources, so it doesn't become part of their regular formula, and that's a way for them to give us additional dollars, or for the schools additional dollars to support different things.
Right.
We saw it honestly with our early Head Start program in our state preschool as well. They had the federal government had issued additional dollars to our early Head Start government programs as well, as also into our state preschool programs. Not as significant by any means, though. I think the schools have really had the focus of these additional one-time fundings.
Mm-hmm. That's all I had.
And I think Miss Carla has joined us as well. Carla, we were just going over the unaudited financials for El Centro, and we were at the point of any questions. And I'm not hearing any other questions, so if I may call for
I'm sorry. It's
hey, there she is.
My connection went to the spam, and I was looking all over it and sent the email and stuff. Yeah, no, I don't have any questions, and I'm sorry for my tardiness.
No problem, Miss Carla, and I just now see your email. I apologize, I didn't see it earlier.
Yeah, I finally went to my spam and found it. So.
Oh no.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm good. I don't have any additional questions.
Well, if no one has any questions, I'll move the item.
Okay. Okay, so Christy is a first and Carla's a second. May I call for the vote? I'll move right into the roll call vote.
I'll vote. You bet.
Okay. Denise?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
And Carla?
Yes.
Okay. All right. It looks like motion passes with 5 roll call vote board members. Thank you.
Fantastic.
And that is really the end of our agenda for this morning. Are there any board closing comments?
None from me. Just appreciate everyone's time.
Thank you, everyone. Have a really good weekend, and I will officially close our meeting at 9:13.
Thanks. Thank you. Thanks. Right. Bye, everyone.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Have a great weekend. Thank you. Bye-bye.